Up to page Resh Ayin, we did yesterday tests. I wanted to tell you one more thing about tests. First of all, I want to thank Rabbi Meir. He brought my attention to an article about Pringles. Pringles, everyone got it? I asked someone in Yeshiva of Zev Smith, what bracha do you make on Pringles? So he told me the minhag ha'olam is to make a shahako. I said to him, "Rav Moshe says to me, Rav Moshe, he says, Rav Moshe says you make hadama on Pringles and on mashed potatoes that come from flour." And he says to me, he says, "Rav Moshe is a das yochit."
You know what? I have to object when they say
pick and choose.
The Rav Olam does, and the das haram is. There's no such thing.
Okay.
And what they do is when my shita says this, so I get enough people to support.
Okay.
This is the biggest.
Okay.
There's no Sanhedrin today. There's no Rabbim.
Okay.
And there's no.
Okay.
To say this because all the Sfarim that come out, the okay with the halachic ruling, he says, but we're not like the. This is the minhag ha'olam. Who made it up? Just because you write it.
Okay.
Minhag
okay.
Belsky's not the minhag ha'olam, and Rabbi is not it. Not the.
Okay. In Rabbi Bodner's Sefer, I looked it up. In Rabbi Bodner's Sefer, it's a very popular Sefer. They have it over here. He seems to say Hadama.
He says Adama.
Pringles is Adama, and the mashed potatoes also. Anything that has been reconstituted to something which looks like the original, it is Adama. So there are different opinions. You do whatever you do. There are different. I'm just telling you what he told me. He's a.
How can you tell people your aver on minhag ha'olam? You're aver on what everybody else does.
Okay. I accept your criticism.
No, it's not true. When people say that.
Okay. This is what it is. Bottom line is, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, we have an issue where you have a product that is Hadama. And the product has been turned, is lost its surah of Hadama. It's completely been obliterated as Pringles is, in the article, is only 46% potatoes.
Yeah.
It's 46% potatoes. It's been completely obliterated into powder, and now you've reconstituted it into something which looks like a potato. What is, does its original bracha come back? Yes or no? There are different opinions. Now there is one other example which I didn't clarify, which is very much related, and that is in the halacha test when it's discussed the knedel. What do we learn about a knedel? And you start off with matzah, which is clearly hamitzi lechem in haaretz, and you pulverize it into powder, and you reconstitute it into a knedel, which means you take the powder and you add shumin, beitzim, and cholov, and you knead it, and you make a new object. So it says clearly in the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, and this l'chalacholadeus, you make a mezonos. Once it has lost its surah of pas, it lost its surah of bread, and now you've turned it into a mezonos, even though it's more than the size of a kezias, it's a mezonos. It is not hamotzi lechem in aretz, it's not possible b'kisnin, and you make an al hamichya. There is one condition, and that sheds light on the Pringles issue. And that is the only time you make a mezonos on a knedel is if the majority liquid that reconstitutes it into a kezias is not water. But if the majority liquid which reconstitutes your knedel is water, if you take matzah meal or any of the like, which is bread, and it's been you lost its surah, the toyar of lechem, and you use water to reconstitute it into a knedel, into a which is more than a kezias, then you make hamotzi lechem in aretz. So you see a precedent that even though something has been completely obliterated, has been pulverized into in lost its surah, when you do reconstitute it to its to an original form, even not an original form, but into a gush that's a kezias, you get back the original bracha. You do get back the original bracha. So, but why is potatoes? So, when dealing with mashed potatoes that come from powder or Pringles, when you do reconstitute it, you're not. What's the majority ingredient that's being used to reconstitute it? So, you have to know. So, if it's going to be water. Yeah, but the powder has also been treated with many other things.
It's oil.
What's in the powder? When they make it into powder, they eat a lot of things. So that's just a very interesting thing. So you see that it's not absolute. It's not absolute that when you take something and you remove its original status, that it loses the shame, the original bracha, when you bring it back to its original source.
So if you're wedding and you don't wash and they're giving you a soup, that has
knadels, yeah, matzo balls. Well, it depends. It appears. I don't know what goes on. Matzo balls appear. Well, we have to know how are the matzo balls being made. If the majority liquid that we that made is water, you're right. You have to make hamotzi. Absolutely, that's a halacha. But it appears from what he says over here. I don't know. You have to go and see what goes on in the kitchen. But only time a knadel shem arvim oisam. B'shumin, ubeitzim, the chalaf. If the majority liquid that's been used to make it into a knedel is not water, then clearly you don't make a hamotzi. You make a bari minei mizonos. I was once by a convention, the National Council of Young Israel. It was like a certain it was rabbis. It was their convention, and they invited all of the students who were in the rabbinic training program. They had a rabbinic training program. The National Council of Young Israel. They don't know how often they have it. They used to have the training program. So everyone got a free ticket to come to their convention. So what's at the convention? All the rabbis. Everyone there in the audience is a rabbi or a rabbi in training. So they made an announcement at least three times. We ask everyone here not to go into the kitchen. All the rabbanim have a tendency of going in. You know, they go to make a wedding. We make whatever. The rabbis have a tendency to go into the kitchen to see what's doing. So when everyone in the audience is a rabbi and everyone's going into the kitchen, no one is in the audience.
They don't hang around.
Okay, let's now go to halacha yud. Halacha yud dvar mimine dogan shavashim mshamim. Now we come to that kamkin. And by the way, these halachas mem chmem hey, he's throwing in a lot of halachas that are really found in Simon Nun Hey. Later on, he's going to discuss the laws of brachas, tilchas brachas, brachas hanen, what bracha you make, and when you have combinations. Over here, he's already giving us a little hagdama, and he's throwing in some of these things. So here we come to some halacha, and we're going to have your machlekes between the kitz shochnach and the mishnah brura. Devadim imine dagan shebishlam im shar minim, something which comes from dagan, mine dagan, that you've cooked with shar minim. So you have a taruvis, you have a dish, and the dish has mizonos, and has, let's say, a shahakal, or a bari priya adama. And it's not one gush. It's not been kneaded together. You can distinguish, you can see separately, this is the mizonos, and this is the adama. Kimoshu aderech shemavashim piri yisrael, you go and you cook crumbs of dough in Poland with beans, or kidneys, different types of beans, farfel, or whatever this says over here. The afilu min echad hu arayv, even if one is the majority. So he says there are very big chiddush, which the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. Mikol makom, kevan shekol echad muvdal b'fnei atzmo. If you have a dish, two different meaning, mizonos and hodama, and each one is distinguishable, shekevan shekol echad muvdal b'fnei atzmo, tsarich levarich shtei brachas. You must make two brachas, even though one is the ikur, one is the tafel. Two brachas, the hainu. Shemavarech techila al ktsas piur isa bar bnei mizonos. Just take some of the mizonos, the dough, and make a mizonos. The oichlam, the achakach, mavarech al ktsas polin bar priyadama v'oichlam. The achakach, and after you make two set brachas, each one individual. The achakach oichlam biyachat. Eat it again. Now, what about the gravy? There are three meaning. There is mizonos, there is a hodama, and there is a shahakol. No, the shahakol is always tafel. The shahakol is tafel. That does not require a bracha. The harayitev who tafel the ain tzach levari cholof. The yod shari nifta bebirchas berpi hodama. When you make a berpi hodama, that's going to exempt the shahakol as well. Why he says it on the hodama, not on the mizonos? It appears that in this case it could be that the hodama is the majority. If the majority is the majority, so that male of the harayitev would be included in the berpi hodama. Now,
vegetable soup. Vegetable soup you make
adama
anyway.
Vegetable soup you make adama, but that's later on. That, but here it's there are three things. You have here croutons. Let's say you have here croutons, which depends what kind of croutons you have. If the mizonos, shahako, adama, or hamoitzi. But here he has a dish. The dish really has three things. There is liquid, there is mizonos, and there is huadama. He paskins. You make, and each one is distinguishable. You make a mizonos on the mizonos. And the hadama on the vegetables, and you do not make a shahakal. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah here says that since everything here is mixed together, everything here is one dish, even though each one is separate, you can notice, you know, since you eat it all together, you make a bracha on the roif, on the majority, if the majority is the mizonos. So if you have your mizonos, you, according to the Mishnah Berurah, in this example of a dish which has mizonos and has hadama beans and has liquid, you make just one bracha bore mine mizonos. Different opinions of how separate we look at the other item. Chamachloit is between the two. Aval im nismachu v'nis aviyach. This everyone agrees, but let's say it's been completely been mixed together. It's not discernible, blended together. You cannot discern the different items. For example, you mix flour and eggs, ugevin and cheese, and you fry it. So, even though the kemach is the ma'at, this is meat. If you have one thing which has been mixed together, mashed together, and you cannot detect, even if the mizonos is the minority, but it's significant, it's not just a binder, as we'll explain in a few moments, then you make a borei mine mizonos l'chol hadeus. So again, if it's mixed together, a candy, for example, which the majority ingredient, even if the minority agreement is mizonos, but it's the mizonos is choshev in its own right, that determines the bracha, it's mizonos. If you can distinguish between the mizonos and the hadama, according to the kitzur, it's two separate brachas. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's one bracha, the bracha on the mizonos, that becomes the ikur. Mizonos is always the ikur, even though you can see each one together, and that's the bracha. And shakal will never make. The omnam, now here it makes a very important halacha, which is very important. This is a very important halacha. Dafka kishenoistim es hakemach b'shvil sheitin tam. If you put flour in order for it to give flavor, avol im loichem rak bat kemach eskoma ledebek ba'olma. The glue as a binder, kemoshu hu aderch shemesakne, meaning lift them b'mat kemach, seven types of dishes with flour, v'chein oifen masa oifen mishkedim v'tzukur beitzim b'noistim b'oi rak mat kemach ledebek ba'alma. Almost every product we have today has some mizonos. Even gefilte fish. Do you know, look on the ingredients of gefilte fish? They put in mizonos. So you'll ask, so why don't you make a mizonos on gefilte fish? There's plenty of mizonos in there. You'll be shocked how much mizonos goes in. It's only there as a binder. It's not there as a nickel. Licorice. Many candies.
Licorice is... What is there besides the kenna?
What? No, the kemach is not the ikur. That's the Rabbi Badner. He writes the kemach by licorice.
What is there besides kemach?
Poison. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff in there. Sugar. It's all sugar. It's all sugar and flavor and preservatives. There's also some kemach. If there would not be kemach, the whole thing would fall apart. But that's not what you're selling it for. So whenever the kemach is the binder, it appears that there are many foods that you wouldn't even imagine have in it kemach. But the kemach is not there as an ikur. It's not even there as a minor, as a tofel. It's just there as a binder, debek. It fits this condition. It's a very powerful halacha we're learning now. It does not have any status in the laws of brachos. You don't make a bracha mezonos. You make a shahakol, and you're not going to make, you make a bar in the fashos. Shahakol, yes. Licorice shahakol, even though you look on the ingredients, you'll see it says there flour. Everything has flour. Some will tell you, but don't you know the laws of brachos that if there's dagon is the ikur, especially when everything is mixed together and it becomes the ikur? No, that's not always true. Dagon only has chashivas, even though it's a minority, if it is there for its own purpose. If it's not there for its own purpose, but just as and to enhance something else, you don't make a mizonos.
Eat at a wedding, yeah. You have a base.
Every suba could be, so that it doesn't make a difference. It's only a binder, so you're going to make either hadama or hadama or shahakal, depending on the type of soup.
Is it
that? Weiter. a gravy that you're mevashlim. This is exactly what you just said. You have the base, you have some type of gravy, and you've added into the gravy to give it some substance. You've added some mezonos, kemach kolu umetugun b'chema, and it's fried with butter. We don't take the mezonos into consideration. Aval, but if you select the crumbs, if you will pull out of the mezonos the crumbs and you leave them separately, then of course you have to make a barbecue mezonos. If you're going to eat separately the mezonos, even though the mezonos was not put there for its own purpose, but if somehow you're able to extract the mezonos and you only eat the mezonos, you have shown that you like the mezonos by itself, of course you make a barbecue mezonos. You need to make an al hamichya. Now let's go one other quick issue. Let's go back to the original case. The original case about the bracha acharona. This is a very big machlekes apayskim, majorly machlekes apayskim when it comes to the case he mentioned before, where you have a dish and you have a mixture of, let's say, mezonos and shahakol, and the mezonos is the miyut, but it's all been blended together and it's not nikar. So you make a mezonos. If the mezonos is there because it's choshev in its own right, even if it's the minority, and it's you make a mezonos. What about making al hamichya? So the answer is you have to eat a kezayis of mezonos bichdei achilas pras. Between two neumens of Moshe's sheet is about 3 minutes. 3 minutes in b'chdei achilas pras. If you eat less than a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, you do not make a brocha acharona. If you eat less than a kezayis of dogon b'chdei achilas pras, you cannot make an al hamichya. So this is a classic shiloh where a person eats a small piece of cake. The cake itself, let's assume, is a kezayis. The cake itself, the whole piece of cake is a kezayis. And it's all you eat. It's exactly, approximately one kezayis. A little piece of cake. But how much flour is in the piece of cake?
Less
than a kezayis. Because, the truth is, the majority ingredient of a piece of cake is not the mezonos.
Right.
The majority ingredient of a piece of cake is eggs, is war, is whatever it is. It's not the mezonos. It's not a binder. A piece of cake is not a binder. The mezonos is not a binder. It's there for real. The mezonos is the ikar in a piece of cake.
Right.
And not the ikar. It's not ikar in quantity-wise, but in substance. It's significant. The dogon in a piece of cake is significant, and that's why the brach on a piece of cake is mezonos, even though it is the minority ingredient in the final product. Problem, though, is you have not eaten within 3 minutes. Even if you eat a few pieces of cake, you have not necessarily eaten within the time span of 3 minutes a kezayis, an olive's worth of dogon. And therefore, technically, you should not be permitted to recite a al hamichya on a small piece of cake. You should recite either a bari nefashos or recite nothing. That's a machlekes hapayiskim. The Mishnah Brewer says that the minhaga olam, you have to see what it says. I think it says the word minhaga olam is you do recite an al hamichya. And he says it's very problematic because you don't have a kezayis dogon b'chdei achilas pras. It is accepted that since the final product is one that is called the mezonos, it's nishtane. We look at the entire thing as called a min dogon, and if you eat a piece of cake which in total is a kezayis, you can make an al hamichya. This is a very unique situation where Rav Moshe disagrees with the Mishnah Brura. And Moshe says that there's no basis for this psak of the Mishnah Brura, and Moshe says you can't make an al hamichya if you eat just a small piece of cake.
Right.
And Moshe says you have to have a kezayis of dogon b'chdei achilas pras. Even if you eat a few pieces of cake, you're sitting by some event and you're nibbling on cake, right? So they're serving you a piece of cake, have another piece, and before you turn around, you've eaten three
sponge cake. Yeah, you eat almost a half a piece.
So if you're sitting like just come on, we happy eat a whole piece of cake. So then you've eaten the kezayis and achilas. But if you're sitting in some proper environment where you're at your best behavior and you're dining with a nice cup of tea and a spoon and you're wearing your nice clothing and you're sitting very politely and you're talking, you're schmoozing, and you nibble away at a piece of cake, and by the time the conversation is over you've eaten three pieces of cake, oh, sach hakol, I've certainly eaten dogon grain that is a kazayis, but you have not eaten dagon, a kazayis, within 3 to 9 minutes,
yeah.
Rav Moshe says, even though the Mishnah Berurah says you can make an al hamichya, Rav Moshe says there's no base in halacha for this, and you cannot make an al hamichya. So what would you do? So you would think the best thing to do is to make a bari nefashos.
Yeah.
So Rav Moshe, seemingly that many, I don't know all the names of the poskim, but you do make a bari nefashos. But Rav Moshe says it's also problematic. It's nishtahi nishtaher, the bari nefashos. You're supposed to make an al hamichya because it's a dagon, but and you can't make that. So who told you that now you can back it up with the bari? The bari nefashos is not a substitute for when you can't make an al hamichya. You can't make any bracha, but you have to make a bracha achrona. So you're putting yourself into a very difficult halachic dilemma. Go on a diet.
Yeah. To eat enough to drink enough grape juice and then make an
alamid. Like a gaffin. So once they get like gaffin, you can make the.
That's what the suggested remedy is.
To drink wine or to eat quickly.
Quickly.
It's not that all that much. You should know. It's not all that much. If you eat 3 small pieces of cake within 3, it's not such a big deal to really do it. To really.
You have to write a letter to the FJJ because guys are going to go out of date. And the cake is tougher to the schnapps.
The cake is tougher to the schnapps.
Not necessarily. So this is a very interesting. You know, it's funny you mention this because I remember a guy. Years ago, he went out with a girl, a very firm guy, and the girl actually wanted him. And the whole day, when the day was over, he was driving her crazy with the shiloh that he ate a piece of cake. And like, if I was the girl, I would say, you're crazy. No, they didn't get married. They both married different people. The end was, he didn't want. And he got married very quickly, and she got married also. And they both now they have a lot. They both have a lot of children. They both. I assume they're happily married. They're both doing very well. They both married different people. Okay, so this is the issue of an al hamichya. An al hamichya. The rules pretty much. We went through a lot of good stuff here. Okay, let's. There's one more b'shemun shem halacha. Okay, let's see what he says over here. In this machu v'nisarvu yachad, I'm sefer taras mayim on the bottom. Don sham b'divrei hamine dog meheim carlin. You know what this is? Oh, cornflakes. Okay. I couldn't figure that out. Okay. Nasenin. What's this next word?
I don't know. Turkish mites.
And what's the next word?
Turkish wheat. Rice Krispies.
Okay. Olo, and what else would it say? Olo.
All bran.
Okay. Nasa niklipa shalchitim. Bran, what's that?
Bran flakes.
Bran flakes. Nasa niklipa shalchitim. Aval muhuduk boigam chelek mehachita atzma. So what's halach uvim medino seinu oisem mehem tavshul aide er b'sechem cholof v'hevi mishal shuvus chasam soif the tavshul shnase. I don't know what these words are. Daitek tzas noite shevur cholof shakol niye b'rob mishum de'ein noitem oisem elo loifais. It's not. I don't. You have to know what these things are. It's food for birds. It's not meant for human consumption. Levos min she'ein biyod levar oid machuya shemach umemnei she'ein. So certain types of food which are not meant for human consumption, they're only meant for birds or for animals, and people eat it, the halacha is that's not called ma'ichli, make a shahakal or eat a b'sech hasuda. Or the mishnah berurah b'shar tzion, kasav de'im yevshu yivarich olav shahakal, you make on it this type of whatever these are, shahakal, whatever, I don't know what these refer to, certain types of things which are ma'ichal oifis. The rice krispies, the who oireis l'shitas habe. It's rice, according to many opinions. Paiskim shkemoshuva b'mishnah bura b'varach halal barbanim zonos. Okay, that's accepted. Everyone makes a barbanim zonos on rice krispies. Kamasha kosav on rice you make barbanim zonos. Kamasha b'mishnah bura shav v'shar haminim kegoin bran flakes hanal v'gam. I don't know what this. What this is.
Pep.
What's pep?
Pep
okay,
cereal.
Made from what? Pep of what? What was it made from? What's pep? What is it? Mizona?
Stop making it 40 years ago.
And what's this? I don't know what this next thing is.
They crumble.
Kol gimel minu achrayim nasim mechidim shleim oskitzuah shoynais. It's made from wheat. Dinim pashuk mashgar b'shay b'shulchan aruch dechamesh minedagam shnesmachu aydei bishul oyshechel kelishnayim kodim asoysim l'tavshul baruch barim zonos. This is pashut, since these things are made from the chameshes minedagon. Of course, you make on it a barim name zonos. It's been cooked. It's a classic lahalacha. It's a mizonos dagon. It's been cooked. It's not been baked. You make upon it a barim name zonos. Nothing to talk about, as long as it's not been pulverized into powder. There.
All branch.
Nasa miklibo shalchitim the dinam shabatur meachala. That from types of grain, that was a certain type of chit.
From the nut, from the shell.
So there's no requirement to be mafresh chala. Kemasha kosav b'mishna. The murson b'tur meachala. Kvar kosamog in avram the dinah chala v'dinah motzi shavim. The only time you make hamotzi lechem in aretz is when they would have otherwise have been a chiv hafrashas chala.
Fiber.
These are all you can't eat. It's like things that are, there is no chiv hafrasha schala, there is no din hamoitzi, and there is no din even mizonos. That's not called mine dogon. It comes from a dogon, but it's not mamish the dogon that's edible. So on these type of things, it's like the bird feed, and the bird feed you're going to make a shahakal. Okay, now we go to new halacha. Let's just start just a little bit. New halachas of dine brichos hayayin brichos hatoyva meitiv uboy tesvav sif, and many halachas which are not commonly known. Al hayayin mevarchim borei pri hagofen ula acharav al hagefen. The ein chiluk b'yayin, all types of wine require a borei pri hagofen, even wine that is still in the process of fermentation. Afilu hu adayin toises, if it's bubbling, wine that is in the has begun the fermentation process bubbles. Every so often, the bubble rises to the top. So you may think that at that point in time, there's a point in time in the process where it's no longer, it doesn't taste good. When it's grape juice, it tastes good. When it finishes its fermentation process, then it tastes good once again. But in the middle, there's a stage where it's not so good. When it begins until it ends. So you may be inclined to believe that at that point in time in the middle, it loses its status of yayin and you'll make a shahakal. It's not really, you wouldn't be able to market it. You couldn't sell this in the street. So maybe you should make a shahakal. No, the chiddush is, afilu hayayin adayin toizin, it's still bubbling. Afilu zav me'atzmo, even if it flows, I don't know what that means.
It oozes out of the grape.
Of the grape, okay. Afilu yayin bevushul, or if it's cooked wine, don't think that's because you cook it and you ruin the status of wine. Oh, kunditin. And what is kunditin? So he explains. Tahainu, shenas nusochu dvash, you add ingredients. You add honey with some spices, or lana, or wormwood, certain type of bitter spice, shumar. Afilu hayayin meireach chemetz, even if it smells like vinegar. Everyone agrees vinegar, you don't make a gofen, gesundheit. Kevin sheesh by tamyayin, all these examples listed above, since they have a tamyayin, doesn't matter, you'll always make the brocha bari pri hagofen. If it ferments to the degree they will withhold from drinking because of its acidic taste, then it's not clear. If it's at a stage where it is the point where not everyone will drink it, some say you still make a goffin, some say make a shahakol, and therefore it doesn't resolve. Maybe you'll tell me you can make a shahakol, but maybe you're mechuyev to make an al hagefen. Well, lechein ein l'shtoisei elim ken yivarech tchil al yayin tov. Therefore, you should make a bracha al bar pri hagofen on good wine, and then if you make a bar pri hagofen, so then the rule is if you make a bar pri hagofen, go bar pri hagofen patters you from all shahakols. If you sit down and drink a cup of wine, and then you want to have a glass of seltzer, you don't make a bracha because bar pri hagofen exempts all other types of liquids. Base. Now he talks about making wine, hachartzanim, the pits. Shehoitzi mehem yayin. Now there are two ways to remove the juice from the pits. Either you can step on it, or you can put it in a machine, in a press. When you step on it, you don't do such a good job. There's still going to be left in the seed some moisture, some liquid. If you put it in a machine, in a press, then you extract every little bit of moisture that you can possibly get out of it. L'may nafkamina, if you take these seeds and you soak them in water and you produce a drink, so if you've only pressed it by stepping on it and now you soak it in water, the result, the product is wine. Because it's inevitable that you're going to have in that liquid, you're going to have some of the juice from the pits itself. But if you press the seeds by the pits by putting in the mortar, you've already extracted any mashu of yayin. Now when you soak in the water, that's not called wine, that's called flavored water. Even if you get a flavor, the flavor you make a shahakal. Even if the amount of liquid that goes in comes out, it's exactly the same amount. Even if less, you pour in a gallon and comes out less than a gallon. We call makam in tama yain. If it tastes like wine, mevarach in a love bari priya gafen. We assume the water you put in, the water you put in is in the pits, and the pits have extracted their juice. So you have a taruvitz of yain and water. You make bari priya gafen. Aval in that through hachatzan bebeis habad in the press. So therefore, there's nothing left. V'yachakach nasnu alei mayim al shenasnu mayim al shimer yain. When you pour water on sediments, it's flavored water. And flavored water, you make a shahakol niya bidvaro.
What about if you dilute wine?
So he talks about that. If you dilute it six times, if you dilute six, there are six parts water, one part wine, you make a shahakol. The din bittel is shisha. The main din bittel is bittel b'roiv, bittel b'shishim, there's bittel 100, 200, 600, what do we have? We had a bittel of a briest bottle b'dieved, what do we have? What do we say? 690? There's some very large number. There's a bittel called six. Six to one. Six parts water,
so
one part wine.
The water comes out, you should just add six to five times.
You're not letting me about l'chatchila. What was he saying?
If the water comes out from the chatzanim.
Yeah. If the water comes out of the chatzal, that's different. That's when you make wine for the very first time, then it's potent. Then you don't say bittel, it's going to be six times. You say when the finish, once the first time you make wine by taking grape seeds and soaking it in water, and you produce wine. So since you're dealing with the first batch, the original product of wine, even though you're going to have more than six times. Maybe shishim would be enough. Maybe that would be different. But even if it's nice and tam, it could be. Even if it's nice and tam, it could be. It's different. But once you've established that this is wine, and now you want to further dilute it after it's already been finished, the rule is 6 to 1. We'll see that later on.
But the living grape juice doesn't apply here.
This is grape juice. We're dealing over here with grape juice. You mean eating water to grape juice?
It's talking before it ferments.
You make a. It's clear you make a bar priya gofen. No. What's a shiloh? What about grape juice?
Isn't that water we have in the grape?
Do they add water to grape juice? It depends on the grape juice and the brand. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So it doesn't matter. The amount of water that they add is insignificant. It's just minor relative to the grape, and it's not bottled. So they make a bari priya gofen. Only when you take pits and the pits have been removed from the pits any moisture, and now you soak water. So what are you really extracting? Flavor. That's called flavored water. You would make a shahakal. Grape juice is real grape juice. You have real extract of grapes in the grape juice. You may have other ingredients, but the main ingredient is the grape juice. That's why it's bari priya gofen. Okay, let's look at the bottom. Halacha aleph. Now he talks about raisin wine. Okay, let's see what the raisin. Halacha aleph v'adam chatzam shayitzi mehem yayin pits, which you've extracted wine. Ayin b'tashbet the din zenema davka b'chatzanim shalanavim al b'chatzanim shal tzimukim. This halacha, where we differentiate different types of pits, is only pits of grapes. But if you're dealing with raisins, efshar delesol haidina klal dahafilu b'tzimukim atzmam, then the rule is it's always be flavored water. If you soak. You soak raisins in water and you produce a drink, you can make a shahakal. That's not called bari priya gofen. Why? Because even if you squeeze raisins themselves to extract their juice, there's a whole shilif. It's called bari priya gofen. It's already too dry. That can be extracted without soaking. So if raisin wine, the chlal is a question, big question mark, if you make a bari priya gofen in raisin wine. So when you're taking raisins and you're not making raisin wine, you're not extracting the juice from the raisin, but you're just soaking it, and you're soaking it. That's certainly not enough to make a bari pri hagafen. The pits from the raisins. Like sediments of wine. The boy sheitin aleihem gimel midos mayim v'yimsa arba. In order for it to be called wine, it has to be. You have to make sure that a lot comes out. and that when you soak it and you add 3 parts water and 4 parts come out, that means you've extracted from the raisins a significant amount. But otherwise, it has does not have the status of yain, has the status of sediment. And on sediment that's soaked in water, the brach is shahakol, not bori pri agofen. Next halacha, halacha gimel. Yain to sub b'mayim, im b'yain, if you have regular wine, okay, real wine, pure wine, and now you mix it, you dilute with water, can you still make a bori pri agofen? So you have to be careful not to add too much water. Im ein b'yayin el lechem mishisha chalokim shemayim v'aday bot l'yayin v'enei ra kimayim v'im yesh bo yayin yoyser im derech anshay mokam limzog oysoy kol kach ul'shtoysoy b'mokam yayin. If that's the derech, if you have less than 6 parts water, so, but still been diluted quite a bit, so now it also depends on if that's the minhag hamakom. If the people actually drink it like that, mevarech alav bori pri agafen ulachrim alav gafen bimalav. If people don't do it, it's unheard of. Today, I don't know if it's heard of today. You do something like that today? Today you take wine and you add so much water and you still call it wine? I don't know. Bimalav batla daitai. Okay. Let me do one more halacha. Halacha dalid k'shem shapas im kavala poiteres kol mini machol. Just like everyone knows, you make a bracha hamotzi lechem in aretz, you no longer need to make a bracha during the meal, except for dessert, which is complex. A dessert you would make a bori pri eitz, bori pri adama, and cake. We discuss. This is a very complicated question. If you do it, there are different types of cake. What type of category of pasul b'kisnin? But generally, you do not make any bracha during the meal. Same thing is true with regard to yayin. So too, I'm kaveh atzmel shos yayin potek shor mashkin mevracha mishen mevracha mevracha roina. V'davke mamashkin choyu oimdim lefonu b'shem. So too, I'm sorry, skip. Kach hayayin im kaveh atzmel shos when you make a bori pri agofen, you can drink any liquid you want, and you don't need to make a bori nefashos. The al hagefen you make on the yayin exempts you from the bori nefashos. The dafka im hamashkin, now this is a condition. Now the kitzur shulchan aruch appears to be much more machmir than the mishnah berurah, than many other poskim. He says not so fast. Just because you made a bori pri agafen does not automatically mean you don't have to make a shahakol on a glass of seltzer or anything else. Here are his conditions. Okay. Again, but you have to remember, not everyone agrees to these conditions. V'davka im hamashkin hoyu oimdim lefonav b'shosh sheyivarech al hayayin. Oy shehoy al kol ponim b'dayto lishtos osam mashkin. When you make the bori pri agafen, you have to have the other liquids, the other drinks on the table. Or the very least, you have to know the menu. You have to, in the back of your mind, that you're planning to drink these other things as well. Avo im lo hayu lefanof the lo haya daitei aleim have sofek im tsarich levarich aleim olo al kain yimna es atzam mehem. So therefore, it's a no-win situation. I made a bori pri agafen. It was not on the table a can of Coca-Cola, and now later in the meal I want to have a can of Coca-Cola. Can I do that? Big problem. So therefore, the only solution is to make an al hagefen and then make a new shahakol and drink your can of Coca-Cola. Al ken yimnes atzam mehem al yachad sheyivarech brocha achroina al hayayin or sheyivarech al eizah dove machol or make a shahakol and a piece of food. Shahakol v'yichavin lifter gam es hamashkin will exempt the other liquid. So this is the chiddush of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. However, other parts can say you can be a little more generous. You can be a little more generous that even though it was not 100%, if you're sitting down to drink, you don't have to make another bracha. Let's see. Hey, he goes with another condition. He's not even happy with this condition. Another condition. It was just arai. And this can have an afkamina in a moment. I'll explain the afkamina. It was arai. I just took a sip. You want to test some wine? You come into the store, the wine store, you want to take a little test? Wine tasting. We have sometimes these promotions. Go into the supermarket, wine tasting. That's called arai. So they give you a little wine, a little sample to taste. And then, do you remember those days, probably before you were born, the Pepsi Challenge? Mm-hmm. You remember? The Pepsi Challenge. You go into the supermarket and they have, and they don't show you, and they give you 2 cups, Coke and Pepsi, and you have to tell them which one is Pepsi, which one is Coke, right? Pepsi Challenge. So you're in the supermarket and there's a wine testing station. They give you, we like to test this new wine, and they give you a little sip of wine, and then you walk down the aisle. Guess what? There's a booth. the Pepsi challenge. So then now your shaila is, do I have to make a shahakal? I just made a boy priya guffin on the wine. Absolutely yes, because the wine that you ate as a testing was arai, was not keva. L'mayin afkamina, go to a kiddush. Let's say you're making kiddush. Okay, you, some person want to say, you know, how much do you have to drink when you make kiddush? So you only need to drink, you need to drink a roi revius. What's what the difference? There's a daf yomi, the last few days, there's a revi, there's a muloy lugma, yom kippur, muloy lugma is much more than a revi. Seemingly, muloy lugma is a larger shia. So some want to say that if you make kiddush and you drink the bare minimum, a roi revius, which is about, let's say revius is 3 ounces, so let's say you drink 1.5 ounces of yain, you yotze the kiddush, you fulfill your obligation. I was yotze b'diyev with the kiddush, make kiddush. And now, in the middle of the meal, I want to have a. As a kiddush, it's not in the wash, and I want to have a glass of soda. So I don't have to make a bracha. I don't have to make a bracha because I made boya priya gofen and I drank a roi revius, 1.6 ounces of yayin. So some want to say, based upon this halacha here, that no, that's not called keva. If you only drank a roi revius, you cannot consider that to be a shasia of keva. That's only called arai. And you have to make a shahakal on a glass of soda.
Who says that? When you sit down to make kiddush, even if you take a...
So you want to be mechadesh, that the kiddush itself is koveya. So that's a very big shaila. Where did I see this? I think I saw this in Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, or...
Make a difference in your home or somewhere, just what, in a shul? Does it make a difference if you're sitting?
No, sitting is not the issue. The issue is it has to be when you make, we have a rule. You make a bar priya gofen, it exempts you from making the shahakal and other liquids. But there's a condition. The other liquids must be in front of you. You must think about them. Condition number, next condition, what he says here, in the drinking of the yayin must be a shasias keva, a mishtei yayin. Right, a mishtei yayin has to be. I'm drinking yayin for real. If you're just taking a sip of yayin, it's not enough. So when you make kiddush, so is that called a mishtei yayin? So you can argue, well, the fact that Chazal told me I must make kiddush al yayin, that's what Rav Meir is saying, right? You have to make kiddush al yayin. That's called keva.
You notice a kiddush coming in front of you.
That's called a kev on yayin.
The only thing I can think is if you're going to a kiddush and you want to just say mazel tov, and he says take a drink.
No, but the fact that you have to make kiddush, so that l'chayre is kevea the yayin. Not necessarily.
Yeah. Sitting at a kiddush room, tables are spread out.
Yeah.
You're not keva.
Right. You already made kiddush. You already made kiddush, another shul. And now you come to this shul. And I'll take a little drink. You take some wine. No, so l'chayre, that's not called, that's what I'm saying. What makes it called keva appears to be a maloy lugma, which is the largest shear. That's the Yom Kippur shear. Yisuvei daite, the largest shear. You have to drink quite a bit. Maloy lugma, you have to drink a couple of ounces of yayin in order that it should be considered that it's a keva. So when I made a boya priya gofen, the boya priya gofen is upgraded to a significant bracha, and now...
That's not what the kitzur says here.
He doesn't do my kiddush.
He doesn't say shiur.
He just says it has to be. I told you, I'm extrapolating.
What does that mean?
You drank arai. That's the question. That's a very big question.
You walk into a bar, you say, give me a cup of wine. If you walk out, that's all you.
So l'choyr, the din keva means a shiur, how much you drink. The gam lo hoisa daite lishtois mashkim achedim. Your kavanah was not to drink more. Ela the akati kasofik brach achroina in niftira bebirchas brach alagefen shivarch alagayin olo. Al ken yesh lechol eze prit shivarch achroba b'mitzvah shabbos lifto gam es hamashkim small amount of liquid that you drank. But some want to suggest that in order that to fulfill this condition of achilas keva, it has to be a maloy lugma, the largest shear that Chazal given for liquids. That's called keva. Otherwise, you're just drinking the beer minimum. It's called arai. And that's not going to upgrade the bracha to exempt you from the other. So if you want to really rely upon the boya priya gofen not to drink, not to require a bracha, you should drink a significant amount of wine. Okay, so there, believe that we'll go some of this more. It appears there are many different opinions in this matter. And this matter, the whole range of opinions of how many conditions you need in order not to be required to make. No, the bracha was shown also.
Okay. No, it says the gam lo yotze daiti l'shteis mashkim achedim. Now, how do you get started with the bracha? Doesn't that go?
And loy kavas atzma lishos yain el lishos derech harayin v'gam lohi sedayit el lishos mash machem el adakah.
You need to have a brachas al agaf and shiver al yain.
Okay, could be only the brachah. Okay, we'll see tomorrow.